You're listening to SBS News.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our Prime Minister, Scott Morrison.
On the campaign trail in Western Australia, the Prime Minister has attended his first Liberal Party rally. There are three seats the party could lose in the state, including Hasluck, currently held by Liberal Indigenous Affairs Minister Ken Wyatt. Labor sees the seat as a potential path to victory, but with the latest polls showing the parties neck and neck and primary votes low, both leaders could be forced to the negotiating table to form a minority government. It's a prospect both leaders are rejecting. This from Scott Morrison in Perth.
Now, I won't be doing any deals with independents. If we had 3 years of an unstable and uncertain parliament with all sorts of deals being done on this day and that day, that's not the stable and certain leadership that this country needs.
Anthony Albanese with similar messaging from Queensland.
There will be no deal with the independents and crossbenchers. I'm the only person running for Prime Minister who can form government in their own right.
Despite these protests, the likelihood of that outcome is increasing. The latest news poll suggests both major parties are receiving a primary vote below 40%. That could result in a hung parliament, last seen in 2010 under the Gillard Labor government. But this has been clouded by more discontent within the Liberal Party over Warringah candidate Catherine Deaves.
I'm not going to allow her to be pushed aside as the pylon comes in to try and silence her. I'll stand up with her. My team's standing up with her. And we will make sure that she won't be silenced.
Scott Morrison has again backed his hand-picked candidate for the Sydney seat, currently held by independent Zali Steggall. But there are growing calls from key members of the New South Wales Liberal government to have her disendorsed, including State Treasurer Matt Keane, who spoke to ABC Radio.
No, I don't think having candidates that want to spruik the politics of division is in the interests of the party or in the interests of those particular candidates.
Anthony Albanese is also pointing out the concerns felt at the federal level.
This is a debate that is divisive within the community, but it's also divisive within the Liberal Party. You've got Trent Zimmerman there in North Sydney, in the seat next to Warringah, saying that the candidate for Warringah should be disendorsed.
This hasn't been the only sore spot in the campaign today. The leaders have accused each other of scaremongering, most notably the Liberals on Labor's energy policy and Labor on the cashless welfare card. The opposition's Treasury spokesperson, Jim Chalmers, is accusing Energy Minister Angus Taylor of making up dodgy numbers when the government released modelling to newspapers showing bills would increase significantly under Labor's energy plan.
Now, Angus Taylor has been forced into another absolutely humiliating admission today that the numbers he cooked up and put in the papers are complete and utter rubbish. Angus Taylor has added fuel to the bin fire of lies that this government tells about renewable energy.
While Labor's claiming the government will pull pensioners onto the controversial cashless debit card, based on this comment from Social Services Minister Anne Rustin to 7 News in February 2020.
We're seeking, as I said, to put all income management onto the universal platform, which is the cashless debit card. And I think then the conversation needs to be had about what are the advantages of this card. And it's up to us as a government to go and sell those advantages in the hope that the Australian community will see the value of it.
The Prime Minister says Labor is deliberately scaring pensioners.
It's just simply not true. And the Labor Party should stop frightening pensioners. It is an out-and-out disgusting lie.
Messaging voters can expect to hear more of from both sides throughout the rest of the campaign. Krishani Danji, SBS News.